God's Story, the Pool of Bethesda. So part of God's story is about a trip Jesus took to a part of Jerusalem called Bethesda. And it begins like this. Jesus was returning to Jerusalem to celebrate a big Jewish holiday. Now, Jesus had done some really incredible things since the last time he was there. He turned water into wine, threw dishonest merchants out of God's temple, healed a young boy about to die, and taught lots of people about God. While Jesus was in Jerusalem, the next part of his mission was to visit the Pool of Bethesda. But this isn't the kind of pool you might be thinking of. There was no sunscreen, no swimsuits, and no big diving board for cannonballs. This was a place of sickness and pain. Blind, crippled, and paralyzed people came to the pool, waiting and hoping to be healed. See, there was a popular story that an angel with healing powers would come down and stir the water, and the first person to touch the water would be cured of whatever was hurting them. Some of the people had waited there for years, maybe even decades, hoping that one day they would be healed. Unfortunately, this story about the angel wasn't true. The pool didn't have special powers, and it wasn't going to heal anyone. But Jesus' power is real, and it can heal people. Jesus saw a man who had been sick for 38 years. He asked the man, "Would you like to get well?" That probably seemed a little weird since everyone around the pool was there to be healed. But the man answered anyway. "I can't, sir," the man replied. He had waited by the pool hoping to get healed, but because he couldn't walk, someone always made it to the pool before him. So he thought he could never be healed. But remember, the pool didn't have any power, so it wouldn't have healed him anyway. What the man didn't know was that he wouldn't have to wait for healing any longer. Jesus simply said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." And then the man did. Instantly, he was healed. Then Jesus left, disappearing into the crowd. Kids, have you ever waited for something for a really long time? Later, Jesus found the man in the temple and told him, "Now you are well, so stop sinning, or something even worse may happen to you." Jesus didn't just want to heal the man's body. He wanted to heal his heart, because he loved him. And the coolest part? Even though we mess up and disobey God, Jesus loves us and wants to heal our hearts too. And that's the story of Jesus at the Pool of Bethesda.
And now we're going to meet this man as he makes his grand entrance. Welcome.
Good morning. I need to tell you about the day I met Jesus. I couldn't do this, and I couldn't do this, and I couldn't do this. And I need to be up there because you can't see me up there. Can you all see me now? I said I couldn't do this, and I couldn't do that. But when I met Jesus, everything changed. Do you want to know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. I had my bed, but it wasn't like this. It was down here like this. And I was here. And I couldn't walk. 38 years, I couldn't walk. 38 years coming to this pool, the Pool of Bethesda, the so-called healing pool. And people told me that when it bubbled, I had to get into it right and quick. Otherwise, it would stop bubbling and no one would get healed. So the first person in got healed. I have no friends. And so when it started bubbling, I couldn't get there. I would be shuffling. And I couldn't get there in time. Then one day, it starts bubbling. I can't get there. But there's this man standing looking at me. And he asks the stupidest question in the world. "Do you want to be healed?" I just looked at him. He looked at me. But he looked at me kind of differently. Like he looked almost as if he could look right inside me. It was really, really weird. And I didn't really say anything other than, I've been here 38 years. I didn't even say, I want to be healed. I just looked at him and he looked at me. And then he said the strangest thing. He said, pick up your bed and walk. But then something started happening in my legs. I felt a tingling. And I felt feelings in my legs that I've never had before. And I was able to sit up like this. And then I was able to move my legs. And suddenly, like, they were moving like everybody else's were. And I was up. And it was amazing. I'm walking. And I didn't have to jump in the pool or do anything else. I didn't have to. And I picked up my bed. I rolled it up. In fact, I just gathered it. I was so happy. And I was walking through the streets like you do, you know. And the Pharisees, they do your head in. They were there. And they said, you know what's wrong to carry your bed on a Sunday? I said, I know, but I can walk again. I've been healed today. Who did it? They said. I don't know. This man came along to the pool and he just told me to pick up my bed and walk. So I did. And look what I can do. It's fantastic. And they let us know who it is. So I was back in the temple later on. And the same boy found me. And he said, look at you. Aren't you very well? I said, I am. I'm grand, thank you. And he said, well, go away and don't sin anymore. And you know, he looked at me again in the same way that he looked at me the first time. And I thought, there's something more going on here. But you know then what I did? I felt I needed to go and tell the Pharisees, because they're the rulers, just who this man was. And I went and told them. But I did kind of feel at the same time that I just betrayed the guy who healed me. And that's my story. That's the day I met Jesus by the healing pool. I don't go there anymore because, look, I can do this. Can you do all that? I'm sure you could. So there you go. That's my story.
Let's give Carlton another round of applause. Wasn't that fabulous?
Oscar nominations. Feel free, guys.
Love the shirt.
Like the shirt, do you?
So Jesus healed the man in two ways. Can you remember what they were? He healed his hurt and he healed his heart. That's right. And today, he set him free from sin. Jesus healed his hurt and his heart. Today, what we want to do is to think about each one of us. What does Jesus say to us? He says, do you want to be healed? We, you know, we might have some kind of hurt in our heart, or we might have some physical pain, or we might have some mental sore that we want to get healed. What Jesus says to us today, do you want to get healed? And you know what else he says to us? He says, get up, pick yourself up, and walk, just like he said to that man. And we want to offer you that chance today to get up, pick yourself up, and walk to Jesus. The man, he thought maybe staying at the spa or a wellness weekend might sort him out, but it didn't. What sorted him out? Getting to meet Jesus. So let's take the opportunity. We're going to draw our worship to a close with a couple of songs. Our prayer ministry team are going to come to the front as usual. And if you want to meet Jesus today, get up, pick yourself up, and come to the front. If you want to meet Jesus, maybe you've realized that you just don't really know him in your heart. That for years, maybe 30, 40 years, you've been coming to this place like that man, and you never have really met Jesus. Get up, come to the front, and say to someone, I want to know Jesus in my heart, really, I do. Or perhaps you have some pain or hurt that you want to have prayer for, that the Lord could touch you and heal you from that. Come up to the front, get up, pick yourself up, walk to them and say, please pray for healing for me. So that's the worship band's going to come up, and the prayer ministry team are going to come just as they sing. How many songs, Tom, is it? Two songs. So in the second song, prayer ministry team come up, and just don't wait. You know, on that second song, just come up to them and start asking for prayer.